your name.
Welcome to From the Pit, a radio show dedicated to music photography and the incredible photographers behind the camera. This is episode 3. Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raj aho.
Kia ora, and it's Dave Simpson.
All right, my buddy.
How do?
Wishes to you and I. Macy's not here.
No, unfortunately not. No, she'll be back.
She will. She will. Macy's out on a photo assignment outside Auckland. We wish her well. We wish that she aims straight and she captures the light fantastic. All right, Dave.
Did you make that up yourself?
Kind of. It sounded pretty cool.
Yeah,
right?
I'm convinced. Yeah.
All right, tell me, what did you shoot this last week?
Yeah, so I was at Galatos last night. That's a venue I haven't shot at for about 3 years, actually. And it's one that I probably would be a little bit more wary of photoing just because it gets so busy in there and there's no photo pit, and that tends to make me feel a little bit claustrophobic sometimes.
However, seems like you're like revisiting all these places. It
yeah,
was like wine cellar last
like,
week,
yeah,
right?
Just, I wonder if something dreadful is going to happen to me. Soaked Oats were playing, who are a Kiwi band who have sort of on the up at the moment. They've I think they've recently just done a tour of Australia, so they're sort of match fit. And Being were supporting, which is a lady called Jasmine Barmer.
Oh yes, and was she playing solo?
No, she was playing with a band, so okay. that was cool as well. And actually, it wasn't too busy to begin with, but it was a sold out show. So after
Ooh, wow.
by the end of Being, it was completely packed. So basically, we sort of stayed down the front.
Ooh, yes,
so a couple of observations. So it was a great show. I really enjoyed it. Being so Jasmine from Being, she you know that bit where they all tidy up at the end when between. So often because you're music photography, you're right down in
yes,
the front.
That's right.
You get the front row seat or lean as they change over and you watch them pack away all the guitar pedals and stuff. Jasmine was just amazing at rolling her guitar cable up. It was just incredible. She's like...
You'd notice that.
Yeah, I was
strange.
Like, whoa.
Things.
I mean, it's a great set, but my goodness, I've never seen her doing, and not just doing the wraparound thing, but you know where you do the alternate wrap just
oh,
so
yes.
that it goes... She was like... Anyway, so we can definitely learn something from her.
We could have asked Jasmine. Has she been a roadie at some point?
Yeah, there was definitely some training gone in there. Anyway, so that was one. But the probably the most interesting thing. So one of the issues that we often have when you're down the front of the pit is punters. And so normally, especially if you're staying down in the front and there isn't actually a pit, you kind of make friends with the people around you and you just say, look, I'm not going to be in your way. I'm going to move around a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't worry about it too much. So I got a really nice sort of group of people, even though it was completely packed, really nice group of people around.
Wow.
So that was all good. And then suddenly, a lady absolutely burst through, arrived right down the front. She was so totally excited. She was like over the top excited.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite funny, but she's like, whoa, yeah, whoa, everyone scream, show. Then she was just like completely excited.
Okay.
But she was wearing a cape.
But she was wearing like, a cape?
It was a band cape.
Oh.
Like a cape of the band as opposed to anyone's band capes, although it was a fashion statement. Maybe you should
okay.
wear the cape. Anyway, and then so she went, whoa! And then she kind of waved the cape in the air like she was some kind of bat going, you know, sort of, which meant, of course, there was a big curtain in front of me.
Oh,
so I said,
goodness.
Do you mind, actually, I'm kind of working, so do you mind if you could just, like, keep the cape down for a little bit? It's an awesome cape. And she said, oh, yeah, it's a band cape. It's made by the cousin of the drummer. Or, you know, there's some kind of connection. Super excited. So I thought, oh, goodness, I've just got to kind of make... And she was kind of... Once they came on, I saw someone jumping around and whatever, and it was kind of fine, but still the cape was kind of going around the place. But it was totally fine, and it was all good fun. Yeah, so it was sort of second song. I decided to move around a little bit sort of elsewhere. So I went up the stairs, which gives you a great overview of Galatos.
Yes.
And then suddenly I noticed the person next to me was wearing the same kind of cape. So I thought, oh, it must be the band cape. And she was like looking at, but again, like right in the way, sort of cape was going.
It's like a Mardi Gras.
What is it with these cape people?
Cape
I realised it was the same person. And she somehow just ended up finding the cape lady again. So great show, and the pictures will be on Under the Radar on Monday morning. But yeah, so it's that thing. I mean, she wasn't in any way being aggressive or what. She was just totally enthusiastic. Wasn't causing any problems, really. But
super
it's someone you have to kind of
fan.
Work around rather
right.
than but it's you know it's how you deal with punters. So there's a difference obviously between someone who's super enthusiastic and someone who's sort of drunk and you know telling you to stop photoing and that kind of stuff. So he wasn't in any way being disruptive, but it was quite an amusing moment. How about yourself?
Well, I actually went to photograph a youth festival out in Henderson. It was called Vibe, and this is a bit of like an annual thing. They've got bands from different schools playing various types of music. You had singer-songwriter types, busking types, and you also had even metal. That was in Henderson. But I had a better time, or actually a more interesting time, photographing Mini Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
I did some promo shots for them in Henderson as well. And they have an interesting look. It's almost like the 60s, 70s kind of rock and roll, grungy vibe thing. And it was time to break out that wide-angle 18mm try and do some shots.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so which we might be actually talking about. No. I used to absolutely hate that look, you know, because you got that little curvy, whoppy thing at the sides. But somehow I'm gravitating now towards the wide-angle sort of almost fisheye type of band shots. However, the best thing out of that shoot was an opportunity to use a really old vintage manual focus lens I had.
Oh, right.
A Fujinon.
Okay.
A 55mm 1.6. Ooh. So I got a chance to use that, and it's hard to nail the focus, but once you do, wow, I tell you, I had some really good portrait shots of each band member. So that was kind of my last week, and
So where did you take them? Was it a sort of a location shoot?
I actually went back to Corban Estate in Henderson It's just, you can
it's
work.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. You've got a varied number of places within the estate. It's uninterrupted. And there's four members in the band. So getting everyone to do stuff, you know, you've done some band shots as well, right?
Yeah.
Remember you did one in a skating ring.
Yeah, the roller skate rink the other week. That was good.
Really. So it wasn't like ice skating, it was roller skating.
It was roller skating. Uh-huh. I thought initially it was going to be a skateboard park, but it turned out, and then I thought, maybe it's ice rink, but actually it was roller skating. And it was a public session, which made it even more fun. And it was like a public session with a disco. So all the lights were off.
Disco.
People move. And it's just like, you know, music photography where people are moving quite fast and there's no light. And so that was quite good. We had preschool kids were, not preschool, probably primary school kids were just like standing watching the band as they were just trying to stand. Well, actually, they were really good skaters, which I was surprised by. Why should be surprised by that? Just because it's not a natural thing to move around with wheels on your feet, is it? Well, I suppose the car kind of is.
You must be a fantastic skater too, if you were.
You know what I did? Well, actually, it wouldn't have been too bad because I could have gone on, because it was unlike ice where I would have definitely fallen over.
Okay.
I decided, rather than do some kind of completely arty pictures with me falling over all the time, I stood on the side. And luckily, I'd still got a couple of flashes in on stands.
Right.
Just little speed light off camera ones, and I set them up and I stood on the side and put those just through the netting.
Right.
And then I managed to squeeze under the netting so that I didn't have to shoot through the net, because I kind of got, I guess, when they do whatever the equivalent of ice hockey is on skating, when they puck things going flying around. But then, because I got my strap thing on, that kept getting stuck in the netting, so I just kind of was like pinned to it. Anyway, but that was really good fun, actually. Yeah,
it's interesting. Maybe at some point we can talk about more how the difference between shooting promos versus shooting stage photography, right? Obviously, one is more action oriented than the other.
Yep.
But one thing that I was very conscious about is always to keep the brand identity and image in mind.
Yep.
So that you don't go completely off. And this was a challenge for me with Mini Simmons, because they had the 60s vibe going.
Yep.
So I couldn't just take them to the beach or to the park, you know, because it just wouldn't fit. I think the concrete and the metal walls kind of fit that sort of vibe. So,
I hear good things about that band, actually. I think they're,
believe it or not, they were the band that got their debut album press for the first time in New Zealand after 30 years at Holiday Records.
That's very cool.
Yeah, well, and you got to check out that record. It was they're pretty good rockers.
Excellent. No, I should definitely track them down.
Well, today we are joined in the studio by Nikita Ware from Antonia Pearl Photography. Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Good. Kia ora whānau. It's nice to be here today.
Oh, we are so happy to see you. We miss you. You don't often join us in the pit.
No, I've been working on a few other things at the moment.
Oh, very good. Tell us more. Tell us about yourself.
So I am a mum of two and a wife and a photographer. And also I'm a teacher, so doing lots of things there. And
a brilliant multitasker, I'm sure.
I try. So I photograph lots of things, really. My favourite things to photograph is obviously musicians and bands, and birth. So I like to do those the most. Completely different.
Photoing births rather than giving birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get that one right. Okay.
So how did you get
just
involved
to clear
in that?
I actually don't remember. What was I doing?
You just got a call in the dark and say, hey, could you come and photograph my birth?
Yeah, it was my friend, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. My friend, she asked me if I wanted to photograph her birth, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. That would be amazing.
So that was after you'd had a child, so you kind of knew what was involved.
Yeah, kind of what to expect, yeah.
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 Well, tell us a bit more about this. I mean, where is the challenge in a birth? I think one is obviously the timing, because you don't know when the birth is actually going to happen. But how do you set it up? I mean, what sort of gear do you use, and how do you respect, obviously, the privacy of the whole process as well?
Yeah, so it involves a few meetings. So you've obviously got to be the right fit for the family. You need to talk about what you kind of what you want out of your photography session. Mm-hmm. And obviously make yourself available. So usually I kind of stay away from everything else for sort of 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Obviously because babies don't always come on time. And it's about being on call. So I just make sure I've got my phone on and ready to go. And I take a couple of cameras with me with different lenses. Some mums want me to be right in there as close as I can photographing. And others would prefer I kind of stay back a bit. It's more about you want to capture the baby coming out and the reactions and just the love. And so, yeah, that's my favourite part. A baby is born and just the emotion, and it's raw and it's real, and, yeah, it's incredible. Such an amazing feeling. And, yeah, just being there for the family as well, you obviously get really close with them. Mm-hmm. And they really appreciate you. I had mum just the other day, I photographed her baby. She sent through some photos.
Oh, wow.
He's about 9 months now, so it was really cool. Yeah, just to see where they're at. Yeah.
And do you use flash photography?
So
absolutely no flash.
No. Well, it depends. It depends if you're photographing at a hospital or at home.
Mm.
So I've done one at home, one at hospital, and one at a birthing centre. So at hospital, the lighting is amazing. And at home, you've kind of got to use a few tricks and things like that. Lots of mums like to have the room dark. So if you can open a curtain a little smidge, it's kind of quite helpful.
It will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you ever done some in a birthing pool?
Yes.
So that's interesting. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like. I mean, I have a teenage son, so I am the father. But obviously, I was not allowed, unfortunately, to see my wife give birth. So that's one of the regrets of my life. But I'm glad that you have this niche way of capturing those memories.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's really incredible.
So how does that sort of, what's the common things across to when you're photoing a band? Is there some things which are kind of similar, some things...
Which is
probably less blood when you're photoing.
Yeah,
band,
a little bit sometimes.
Depends how it is.
I think it's capturing the realness and the passion and the love. So when a baby's born, that's all raw. It's all real, and it's capturing the passion and the love there. And then with the band, it's almost like the musicians, their music is their baby. So you're capturing kind of the same thing, but it's totally different, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, a baby's a physical object that you can photo, whereas music is a little bit in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of watching out for those moments when musicians, I don't know, when they nail that.
If that
makes sense.
And I suppose the other thing is, it's about how much control you have as the photographer.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of happening and you're just trying to document it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you had a picture in the From the Pit exhibition, so can you tell us about that?
It was pretty cool. I photographed Dead Favours, and I'm pretty sure that was at Galatos too, actually.
Oh, I think, yep.
Yeah. yeah, it was a packed night. Everyone was there. It was some other musicians as well, which was pretty cool, there to support them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And there was a couple of photographers there too. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you were at Soul Pop as well, right?
I was.
I remember you grooving in the pit in Soul Pop. Were you there, Dave?
Yeah, I was. I'm trying to remember who was playing that night. Was that?
Oh, yeah, that was the night you had baptized, remember?
Oh, yeah. In fact, was Lou Bega playing?
He was. Lou Bega was there.
My picture of Lou Bega popped up in Rolling Stones India.
Wow.
Rolling Stones India.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
There is a Rolling Stone India. It's proper Rolling Stone magazine, just India.
I think Lou Bega's, presumably he's going to play in India, that's why?
Yeah, he's either, also the Venger Boys, were they that night as well?
Yeah,
Venger Boys,
they
yes.
certainly were.
Yeah, sorry, if I have, that's not particularly my genre of music, but yeah, they popped up as well, because I think the Venger Boys had done some kind of acoustic album or reworking of some of their songs, so.
Yeah.
Because that meant the pictures that I took kind of get used in various places.
One of the interesting things about us working from the pit is the last minute, hey, get out of the pit and shoot from outside, which is happened to Venger Boys, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason is because of all the pyrotechnics. I think.
Yeah, but then we could go back in, but some people didn't get the message. We could kind of go back in. So,
Really? Yeah. Did you go back in?
Yeah.
I did. I hung out with Dave. So.
Fiddlesticks.
Yeah. But I think actually the shots that we used this week were ones taken from further back.
Yeah.
Because that's the challenge, isn't it? The optimum place to take the photos is somewhere about five rows back in the middle.
I was actually running up and down the stairs trying to get shots from way back as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always forget
that
to do
that. Mission.
Yeah.
But it was cool, though. I remember dancing to Venger Boys. That was really one of the top ones, I think, in Soul Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I really got into it by the end of that. Yeah. So initially, it was like, oh, my goodness, this is the stuff that my mum used to listen to in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, actually, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So, and just, when you shoot music, who do you photo for? What outlets?
I photograph for music.net.nz.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Very good.
That's
a great publication.
I have photographed for Radio 13 as well.
Oh, thank you. Great. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah.
We miss you, Nikki. So tell us, before we end this segment, your contact details, Nikki.
So I've got two websites. My music and kind of everything else is antoniapearlphotography.weebly.com, and then my birth and family stuff is antoniapearlbirthphotography.weebly.com.
And we should put that in the show notes on the website.
Yay!
I literally do take pictures, and it just dawned to me whilst we were listening to that I've got a hobby of taking pictures.
You do have a pretty good hobby of taking pictures.
Yeah, no. So, found picture of photography pictures on the street. So I've got, and I should bring my tin in one time. So it started about 20 years, probably about 30 years ago when I found a passport photo just in a petrol station. And then we stuck him on our telephone at home.
That's right.
And then it was a strange man on the phone any time anyone phoned up. And then he was on. And anyway, over time, I've collected more and more just bits of passport photos that I found in the street. And so I've got tons of it. You see them less now, obviously, because people don't tend to print photos. But yeah, still find them.
Well, there you go. Yeah, this is a strange photography.
Sorry for that outburst. I literally take pictures. Yeah.
Brilliant. So it's time now for our gear discussion. So, Dave, what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, last week we were talking about cameras, which basically, in summary, was just get something that's vaguely new. You don't need to spend tons of money when you're first starting out. And you want to go for, and so this is if you're kind of moving on from having maybe taking photos on your mobile phone. And so we recommend that you go for a camera which has got you can use different lenses on it. And so today's bit of gear is the 50mm lens.
Ooh,
so
all right.
The beauty of a 50mm lens. Now, they're available for most camera manufacturers, probably all camera manufacturers. They're one of the cheapest lenses you can buy,
yep.
But they're also one of the most versatile. So I often keep mine, it's really light, I often keep mine in my bag. I had a camera break the other week, and so I was able to use that on one of my other cameras just as a stand-in for a lens. So the great thing for music photography is that these lenses, they tend to, the aperture goes quite wide, mm-hmm. And that can let tons of light in, and that means that you can use faster shutter speeds to freeze the motion. So that coupled with the high ISO capability, the high sensitivity of a modern camera, means they're kind of an ideal coupling for taking photos of music stuff when you first get started. Mm-hmm. So probably did you get started with similar kind of combination?
Yeah.
I did a introduction to photography course I was running yesterday, and the lady came along and she had got her little camera and 50mm
awesome.
And I thought, yep, you're set up for your indoor stuff, so it's definitely worth getting. Downside is what's called a prime lens, which mm-hmm. means it's not got any zoominess. So you have to use biological zoom, which is to move your body to get
biological
closer
zoom.
Or further away, or crop in later.
Right.
But that's definitely the thing that should be on your shopping list. Even if you've actually been shooting for ages, if you haven't got a 50mm, it's just brilliant for indoor photography where there's not so much light and you don't want to use flash. So yeah, that's part two of the gear.
But I remember one of the tips of using a 50mm is exactly that, is to move.
Yeah,
because quite often in street photography, particularly, one of the dangers is that you would just be fixed in one spot, which is similar to what we do in the pit. Some photographers would tend to favor a certain point and just shoot from there. Sometimes you don't have a choice, but still, a 50mm will force you to move. Because sometimes have to move in and move out, right, to get the shot that you want.
Definitely. So when you're starting, it's a really great discipline to have, because then you realise that by moving yourself around, you can position the person and the background in a more kind of pleasing way. Because often photographs can kind of be really made or broken by what's going on in the background. And venues can often be quite sort of cluttered in the background, depending on where it is, of course. There can be lights in the way or bits of equipment and all that kind of stuff. And drinks bottles on amps behind people. That's just one of those kind of frustrations, isn't it? You just say, oh, that's really cool. Oh, look, there's an Evian bottle or whatever. The Vittel or whatever.
Oh, an exit sign.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I got a few exit signs last night. And I could have claimed them out because I was very cheap, but I thought, I'm going to leave it there.
You know, I know you get haunted by exit signs. I'm haunted by mic stands. I swear, every time I'm in the pit, there's always going to be one mic stand that's just in the way.
Yep.
Oh, and how about you, Nikki? What's the thing that gets you the most when you're in the pit?
I reckon it's my height, to be honest. Like,
really?
I feel like I'm not tall. I'm not, I'm not too tall, but I'm not too short. And it's kind of, that kind of gets me. Like in the big venues.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like Spark, I mean, that stage is quite high.
Yeah.
And even Tuning Fork, it's reasonably high as well.
The festivals, they can be.
The festivals,
the first floor of a building, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. The festival ones are. Mount Smart is famous for tall stages.
Yeah. So if I was a little bit taller, then that would be perfect. If I try and wear like heal sometimes.
Yeah, we'll put that on the gear review in future somehow. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Height adjusting technologies.
We're starting a list of stuff that we might do for merch. We have now the knee pads.
Yeah.
Oh, great idea.
From the
booster
pit knee pads.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have some high heel shoes.
Yeah, good.
Cool. And what else can we talk about 50 mil? What's good about them?
Well, one of the things, actually, they can be quite a crisp, because prime lenses tend to be, not always, but tend to be a bit sharper than other kind of lenses. So that's a great thing. Again, the fact they're so cheap and accessible means that really you should get one. The other thing is they sit in that kind of sweet spot around the sort of 50 to 85 mil, that kind of thing, where the picture that comes out looks quite natural because it's quite similar to what your human eye sees in terms of field of vision. So it's not a wide lens which distorts things wide, or it's not a really zoomy one which sort of compresses. It's somewhere sort of in the middle. So on a crop frame, 50 mil is a really nice portrait lens as well, actually, and everything looks pretty natural.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, we are at the end of episode 3. So thank you, Nikita,
for
joining us today.
Fun.
You're listening to From the Pit, and we are broadcasting live here from Planet FM on 104.6 every Sunday at 11:55 a.m.
Well, thank you very much. And check out the website, fromthepit.co.nz.
Yes, and next week we are going to get another guest in, and we hope that Maisie will come and join us. And we have some amazing stuff, as we said, that's going to show up on our website. So stay tuned. And on Facebook, we constantly try to share lots of different tips and stories about From the Pit. So here is the Sun Bizarre Monkey.
Dave Simpson.
Nikita Weir.
Hoping to catch you in the pit sometime. Ciao.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold, I throw the gives the nice bright colors, gives the greens of summers, makes you think all sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photograph, so mama don't take my coat, throw them away. If you took all the girls I knew when I was single, brought them all together for one night, I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white. Go to prom, they give us the night.